Good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. What I want to share with you this week is John 3:16. But not just John 3:16, but what comes after it. Oftentimes we teach John 3:16 to our kids. We memorize it. It's one that is ingrained into our brains. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. But there is so much more to that area in John 3. And I want to read the Message version to you, because sometimes I feel like the Message version just gives this whole new meaning and context to our lives today, since it's speaking in our language. So I'm going to start at 16, but I'll emphasize what goes on after 16. It says this: "This is how much God loved the world. He gave his son, his one and only son. And this is why, so that no one need to be destroyed, by believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. God didn't go to all the trouble of sending his son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it is. He came to help, to put the world right again. Anyone who trusts in him is acquitted. Anyone who refuses to trust him has long since been under the death sentence without knowing it. And why? Because of that person's failure to believe in the one-of-a-kind Son of God when introduced to him." Now this is the important part, 19 through 21. "This is the crisis we're in. God light streamed into the world, but men and women everywhere ran from the darkness. Ran for the darkness. They went for the darkness because they were not really interested in pleasing God. Everyone who makes a practice of doing evil, addicted to denial and illusion, hates God light and won't come near it, fearing a painful exposure. But anyone working and living in truth and reality welcomes God light, so the work can be seen, for God work it is." Now what this means, what I think this means, and why it's important for our time, is that any of our sins, any of our wrongdoings, the ways that we deny God's presence and reality in this world, we want to keep it hidden. That's just our human nature. We want it in the darkness. When things are done in the darkness, they don't want to be brought to light. Now, whether it is our politics right now, whether it is the protests and facing racism in our society, we do not want to bring what's in the dark out to the light, because then we have to deal with it. Then we have to realize we aren't as good as we think we are. And we are not living in the reality of God by refusing to bring our sins into the light. You know, what confuses me right now about this is sometimes, now I think there's a lot of churches jumping on this. A lot of churches are doing some good work in recognizing our own racism and standing up for people of color. But sometimes I think we like to use sin in the Bible as an excuse to not deal with it. Original sin, I talked about last week, was one of those that people will say, well, we are just sinful and this is the way it's always going to be. That's not what this passage is saying. It's saying we need to bring those things to light. And the word repent in Greek also means to turn away. So when we repent of our sins, the idea is that we're going to turn away from doing those things and walk in the light of God, the reality of God, the reality that is accepting and loving of all people, because we're all God's children. Whenever we experience people who are doing bad things, telling lies, spreading false accusations, enticing violence, we don't want that to come to light. We don't want the truth to come to light. So we experience this with people who are perpetual liars, right? They continue to make lies so that their sins and transgressions cannot make it to the light. Because what's worrying about that is when it gets to the light, we have to deal with it and we actually have to change. Repenting means to turn away, to change, and we do not like change as people. This is a time in our country where we have an opportunity, where we are faced with the darkness that we have had in ourselves and in our country. This is the opportunity to be able to repent, to turn away, and go into the light of God. But sometimes the darkness feels cozy, sometimes the darkness feels safe. And once we're exposed, that feels vulnerable. But that's the work of God. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's the work of all of us, the racism, the politics. We are coming up against the sins of who we are. And some of us just want to shove it back into the darkness and say, nothing's wrong. Everything's okay. We're making a big deal about nothing. But others are saying, no, this is the time to take it into the light. And that means hard work has to be done. So friends, we're in for the long haul. I think for us as Christians, as people of faith, this is our moment to step up and be light in the world, to shed light on the darkness. Because we know once there's light on the darkness, darkness cannot exist. So this week, may you shed some light on your own darkness, and may you be allies in shedding the light on the darkness in our communities. Have a great week.